Chavetz Chaim Yomi, day 92. And we're talking about the Isurim of Rechilis, the halachas of the Isur of Rechilis, and now we're up to Klal Dalid. Isur Rechilis hu afilu im ein megala ledover chadash. The Isur of Rechilis is even when a person is not telling anything new. The guy knew this, the person who's hearing the Rechilis knew this already. He's not telling him any news. It's still Rechilis. Shagamu yada kichein v'chein diver pleni oidoisav. He knows that this and this person said something about him, or said this about him. Oyasa inyan pleni, or did this against him. Remember, Rechilis is telling a person that either someone said something about him, or did something against him. Shehu nageh loy, that this is something that would be against him. Rak shehu ba'atzma loy, his mind not dying. So why? If the guy knows already, why is that considered rechilus? Because it could be that he himself isn't thinking about it. He didn't think about it even yet. He knows. He could be knowing, but it could be that he's not thinking about the repercussions of it. It's not on his mind. Al pleni sha'asa avlazet bezet. It's not on his mind that Yena did something against him, that he ba'avled him. Well, Reichel, the person who's telling of the rechilus, hazet, he's stirring up the pot. He's stirring it up in his mind. But then, let's say a person who went to Din Torah and he came out that he lost the Din Torah, and his friend met him and he says, what happened? What happened? The person who had the Din Torah said, I came out and I lost. Right? So the, I'm chuyiv. The Dayanim did not decide correctly, right? So it sounds like he's just giving him some emotional support, but at the same time, what he's doing is he's saying Rechilus against the Dayanim, that they didn't decide correctly, they did something against him. And these are things that are like this. So Afilo Hachi Rechilus Mikri. The person who went to the Din Torah, he knew that they decided against him. He just wasn't thinking that that's a considered an avla. Now suddenly this friend of his comes and by giving him or trying to give him some kind of support, he tells him that he's right and the Dayanim are wrong, and therefore it sounds like the Dayanim did an avla. Now he is holding a grudge, or he could feel something against the Dayanim that were on this case. Kivin Jayadei Diburoi Noilad Enyan Chadash. Through his words, a new thing was born. He's now causing that he should have some kind of antipathy, something against this Yena person, or these Dayanim, or the person that spoke against him, or whatever. So here's another a totally new scenario. Somebody says something against Shimon in front of two people. Now, the first one already goes ahead and says Rechilis to Shimon. What about the second guy? Is the second guy now saying, okay, first it was already told to him, I can tell it also because nothing new here? Or if he goes, the second guy goes and he tells him also, then it's another case of Rechilis. Zakta Chavetz Chaim, it's the second person coming is Rechilis. The first guy goes ahead and he tells Shimon the Rechilus that Reuven said something about him or did something against him. Ava Bikain, Yizara Sheni, the second person who heard this as well at the same time, should be careful. Shaloi Lagalis Dovers El Shimon. He should not be also talking about it to Shimon. Choshukain Imhu Matim Esadavar Yoise. And especially not if he's going to add any kind of more details or make it more real in some way. The Usur, that it, for sure it's Usur. V'reichel nikra avazeh, and it's called rechilus. He is called saying rechilus because due to this. V'loy mebayim imhu maven mishimin she'adayim mistapik bazeh. Even it doesn't make a difference if the shimon comes over to him and says, I don't know what, you know, I heard from somebody that someone that Reuven said something about me, but I don't know what, you know, all the details. What are the details, right? That's for sure also. Going to Shimon Shaloi, hey Mema, so is it true that Masha Sipa like Chavercha, that Sheruven Gino Esim Bifnechem, that I heard from this other guy that Reuven said something about me negatively? Right? He asked him if it's true. Right? So, if definitely, if Shimon does not know that it's true, he shouldn't be telling him. That's for sure. But bevade, that's also legalis lay. Ela afilu bistama, even if Reuven did not come over to him to ask him if it's true or to tell him that he doesn't really know 100% what the story was, he's still not allowed to tell. He knows that his friend, the first guy, told him. He's still not allowed to tell. Gam kein lo yigala, he's not allowed to tell him. Ki bedvarav hu machzik yoyser asina shebali b'yal Reuven. Even though he heard from the first guy. So therefore, he has antipathy towards Reuven for saying something against him. But by the fact that there's a second guy telling him this, either he's opening up the wound again, he's stirring the pot again, or it gives more credibility to it, and now he knows for sure that Yenna spoke bad about him. If he ever had any doubt, now he doesn't doubt it at all. Now he's going to be for sure accepting it and knowing that it's true. He now is hearing it from two people. Than if he would have heard it from one people. But gam pa'am she'voyu gam kein l'meriva. Sometimes it'll come to arguing or to fights because of this. They say hasheni because the second person reinforced what the first person said. Then it's suddenly now it's time for him to go fight. It stirred up the rechilus from the beginning again. Now let's talk about the tshuva for achilas. How do we do tshuva for achilas? So ein loy takona achis bakesh achi vakesh mechila mimenu b'yafaisai. So he has to actually ask the person who he spoke achilas about, and he has to be mefaisim. He has to get him to be mechilim. The gam nasa tshuva lamokim, and he also has to do tshuva to the Eibishter for the avera to the Eibishter, he did a lav. Not only did he hurt this other person, so therefore he has to ask him for mechila, but he also it was over in a lav, and he has to do tshuva to the Eibishter. All the pratim of doing tshuva for mechila are like the doing tshuva for lashon hara, the el, the chelik aleph, the chlal dalet, sif yud beis, ayin sham, ayin beber mayim chayim. And just a quick summary of Klal Dalet, since we went right through the whole Klal Dalet today. Even if someone who was undermined knows the fact, and someone does not, but somehow does not realize yet what was done to him, not conscious and cognizant, but he does know about it. It's rechilas to make him aware of how he was undermined, and thus generate animosity. Even if one does not realize he was undermined, it is still rechilas for someone to bring up the event again, since thereby refreshes and reinforces the victim's animosity toward the person who undermined him. One who has spoken rechilas and wishes to repent for his sin must beg forgiveness from the person about whom he spoke rechilas and appease him, and he also must do tshuva to heaven, meaning to Hashem, for violating the prohibition of speaking gechilas l'selach rachav b'amecha. Yashar koach and have a great day.